Blog Talk Radio.
This is Maverick Media.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, Lordy freaking God!
Don't ever.
Maverick Media, and I'm Big Red, and I have special guest hosts tonight, my colleagues Kale, Katrina, Denise, Nicole, and Justin. We are coming to you live before a studio audience from the University of Southern Maine. And tonight, our broadcast format is going to be a little bit different. It's going to focus on weight bias in the workplace, which is not an unusual topic for this show, but when I say it's going to be a different format, I mean that it's going to be shorter than what you're accustomed to here at home, but we still want to welcome your calls and thank you for listening here in advance. Just to bring you up to speed, the studio audience here has already seen a short film about weight bias, and you can view that film yourself when the show is over by going to the link that we have up on our webpage here at Maverick Media. The reason we're discussing this topic is because we decided to study and present this topic for our project here for a career development class here at University of Southern Maine. It's also a topic that's close to my heart because many of you who listen at home already know that that I'm a fat person, I'm not ashamed of it, and I don't have a problem with it. However, there are people and organizations out there that do. For instance, when I flew on an airplane for the first time in my life about 4 years ago, I was not worried about terrorism or the plane crashing. I was really more concerned about the fact that I might be stopped at the gate by Southwest Airlines and asked to purchase another ticket for another seat. This happens to people all the time that are flying in the industry. We focus on weight discrimination in the workplace for our project, and my question to you out there in the studio audience and for those of you at home that may be listening is, have you or has someone that you've known ever been the target of discrimination because of your weight? Or have you ever been discriminated against? Or have you ever discriminated against somebody else because of their being overweight? A lot of us may have done that. You can choose to call in anonymously or speak anonymously here. That's fine. If you've experienced any of those things, we'd like to hear from you. And the call-in number for those of you at home is 646-478-4969. So now I'm going to turn this mic over to my co-host, Justin, who is going to take your questions, okay?
Hey there, everybody. So interesting questions, Tracy. Thank you very much. There's no doubt that the topic of obesity has been a relatively hot topic, and sensitive topic as well, in modern society, in the recent past, particularly more so today, with 54% of Americans, of the U.S. population being considered overweight and 34% being obese. It poses some very interesting and, like I said, relatively controversial questions. And as the video mentioned, it has been said that obese individuals are considered the last acceptable target of discrimination, which is something to think about. So what do you guys think? Weight-based discrimination, is this something that exists, or is this an excuse by overweight people when things aren't happening, when things don't go their way? Is it a cause for concern, or is it kind of a fabricated explanation to explain their possible shortcomings? And to shed some more light on the topic, I think we should revisit Tracy's question and said, has anyone ever witnessed weight-based discrimination?
Hold on a second. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You're on the air, Maverick Media. Hello? You're on the air with Maverick Media. This is Justin.
Hey, right, Betty, we're...
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I was just listening to your show. In regards to being overweight, I am overweight, and I have been discriminated against in the workplace, trying to get a job.
Yeah.
A couple times I was really nervous because seeing the other people that were applying for the job were thinner than me. Oftentimes when I am going to interview, I want to say on the phone, are you fat? Because then I have a better chance of getting the job. So who's interviewing me has got a weight problem.
Okay, so you feel you've been discriminated against when interviewing for a job. Now, is there anything in particular, any incidents or any occurrences in particular that would make you feel that way, or is it just a general feeling?
Because I don't get the job, and I know it's because I'm overweight.
Okay.
Because I have, I mean, I shouldn't not get the job, and it's happened
mm-hmm.
more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting out there waiting to interview and looking around, seeing all the other people they're going to interview, they're much thinner than me.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I'm very good at excuse me?
I was going to say, it's interesting that you bring up this point, because not only is this is weight-based discrimination a major factor when applying for a job, but also when you already do have a job, wage penalties come into play. And it has, you know, been proven and documented that individuals, obviously,
mm-hmm.
as we saw on the video, not only do they earn less money, but when they're up for promotions as well,
yep.
they're much
yep.
less likely to get that promotion than
yep.
Equally qualified individual
mm-hmm.
within the agency who happens to be non-obese or thinner than they are. So that's a very, very, thank you very much for your call, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, you take care.
Just trying to get the ball rolling a little bit, want some feedback from you guys. Before I went to teaching, I was working in public relations, and it was all in New York City, and it was all about appearance. And one day our receptionist, and there was no one overweight in that office of 60 people, and one day our receptionist was out sick, and we called a temp in, and she got through about half the day and was sent home for being too fat. The boss has said that this is not what we want as the first person our client sees. And, I mean, our office is a loft in New York City, and it was a beautiful space, but they felt that she was too fat and too unappealing to our clients and anyone else that came into the building. So she was sent home, and they told the temp agency, send someone over that's not fat, please. And, you know, I was in hiring positions as well. And many times there were candidates that in our groups we would discuss, and they'd be very qualified, and you know they would just say, yeah, we don't want to put that in front of the client. That's not who we want representing us. And it was a very qualified candidate. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm guilty of it. I was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, try to get your thoughts on that, and maybe you've seen it or done it yourself.
Yeah. Now, while calls may be coming in, we do want to open this up to the audience. What about you guys? Have you had any instances or any occurrences of weight-based discrimination within any of the various arenas or atmospheres that you've worked in? Or do you have a question?
I just have a question. You mentioned that overweight people tend to get paid less, tend to get less promotions,
mm-hmm.
and also that they are also often targeted by other people.
Mm-hmm.
What role do you think their self-confidence plays in the fact that they're not really seeking higher-paying jobs or actually seeking out promotions?
I think that certainly that would be the case. The situation in some situations that overweight people perhaps feel less confident. But I think that overall, especially in some of the research that we read and in some of the interviews we had with other people, and I can speak from personal experience, that people who tend to be a little bit more overweight tend to compensate for the fact that they're overweight with other things, you know. So this, you know, there might be, you know, they tend to compensate with having perhaps a better personality and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, it looks like we may have lost a connection here. I don't know why. We shouldn't have. But keep going.
Yeah, well, all right, while we're figuring that out, anyone else? Does anyone have anything to share? Any personal experiences, regardless of whether it may have been you being directly involved with that discrimination or just witnessing other individuals as recipients of that? Yes, over here.
I just have a question. I was
yeah.
wondering if you found, because you had the sign that said that men don't achieve higher status, but what kind of fields of work did you look at? I'm just thinking, I work with children. And not that I'm against hiring somebody who's overweight, but I do need somebody to work with a particular child who can, you know, run extremely fast. And I don't care who does it, but did you look at different fields and how that correlates?
That example, the statistic was for executive positions, that 46% of men are overweight, yet only 9% of those in executive positions are overweight, which is a huge discrepancy. But as far as other fields, we didn't look into too much of that in the specific field.
You do raise an interesting point, though. Perhaps warrants further discussion. Anyone else have anything to share? Yes.
My sister, hey everybody out there.
A shout out.
Send a shout out to my peeps. My sister worked in a bar, and I know that a lot of people, when they came in to hire or to put in an application, they would, like the managers and stuff, would toss out any applications and wouldn't even review them if the person was overweight or not attractive. They wouldn't even consider them for the job.
Wow, that's interesting. So, I mean, some individuals may feel like this is something that doesn't occur that often, but, you know, I'd imagine whether we do or do not want to share them today, that we have a decent idea of what does go on or what may go on in the workplace. Kale?
You just made me think of something. In our research, we found that though it's not in a workplace-related situation, you talked about kids and what they're experiencing in school. I don't know if you guys know, but there's a Barbie that is sold with a scale, and it's like Fitness Barbie. And can you guys take a guess what the highest weight on the scale is?
Shout it out, anyone. 90 pounds, 150, 100, 120?
Yeah, highest weight on Barbie's scale is 120. So what are kids learning? So it's starting at a very young age that the self-confidence is down, the self-esteem is down, so then when they're going for the jobs at their first job at 18, whatever, they're already expecting not to be treated fairly. So Barbie is biased.
So can anyone think of any implications on the individual involved in this type of scenario where they may be discriminated upon due to their weight, or how the implications that may have on a work environment? I would say they're vast. Yes, over here.
My answer for on both sides. One is I think it would obviously impact their self-esteem, and it can really precipitate a lot of other negative feelings for that person. For the workplace, what the workplace loses out on is their perception and their voice and their experience. So we lose that diversity.
That's a very, very good point. Thank you.
Does anybody else want to make a point?
Anyone else want to make a point? Members of the group, do you have any other stories?
I haven't been on the radio yet.
Okay. Fair enough. He's the observer. Would anyone like to share, anyone in the group would share their personal experiences or stories? Katerina?
Yeah. For myself, I noticed especially that the choice of our words also reflect how we might foster some biases or stereotypes we have about obese people. We looked into a lot of jokes that are out there about obese people, and I noticed it's totally acceptable. Nobody even looks twice or thinks twice about it. So there's that's another level where it's also accepted on a job. You hear others make those comments, and it's really something to raise our own awareness. That's something I learned in the whole process.
Katerina, you made an interesting point when we were talking about it. Originally, and you're from Germany, and you said it's only really in America that the discrimination for obese people and the kids on the playground calling each other fat and calling each other names. And so I thought that was an interesting thing as well.
All right. So, folks, like I said, for those of you at home, this was going to be a shortened version of the usual radio program, and we're running out of time here because we're time-limited for our presentation. So we're going to leave you off with a beautiful song called Beautiful Girl by Jennifer Richmond. But until next week, this is Big Red, and my colleagues are going to sign off.
Justin Shelfie, see you later.
Gail Thomas, have a good one.
Katerina, bye.
Nicole, have a good one. Denise, have a good day.
All right.
Cyclops, you'll see the